gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. And once again, Merry Christmas to everybody. I hope you're having a great seasonal time with the Lord Jesus Christ. Christmas is coming very quickly. Praise the Lord. And God is so good and gracious. I want to talk about something today that I think is so phenomenal. And I'm going to ask you a question. Does your faith cause an explosion in life? See, because faith moves mountains. Faith will move anything. But the only way you can move a mountain is it blowing it up, an explosion to go forward. Now, you think about that when things happen. I want to give you a scripture, and it's very well known. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says this. But without faith, it's impossible to please Him. In other words, I don't care what you do. I don't care all the good works. I don't care whatever you do. It's that you have just got to have faith, because it's impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is. That He's what? That He's God, Jehovah. That He's God, everything. And that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Now, I believe the word diligent means more than just going to church on Sunday. In other words, there's a diligence about living for God and doing things. Well, there was a lady in the Bible, and her name was Mary. But did she have some explosive faith? In fact, we ought to be talking about that the whole month of December. Luke chapter 1, verse 37 and 28, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Now, I want that to sink for a second. He's telling Mary, I don't care what I tell you. If you believe me, I will do what I said. Now, to me, that is an amazing statement. All you have to do is believe. All you have to. Know what? He says, she said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord. This is Luke chapter 1, 37, 38. Be unto me according to thy word, and the angel departed. Notice when you believe God's word, even though God sends you a messenger, it's a done thing. The angel just took off. He said, that's it. She agreed with what God said. She agreed with the message the angel said, which is explosive in nature. And what he was asking her to believe was really unbelievable, impossible, but it was doable. I use that statement quite a bit here at my ministry. What is doable to you in this season? Well, let me help you. Everything. I know people are thinking about Christmas, and you know, we need finances to buy presents, and that's good. Don't miss, and I believe in that. But if you never got a gift for Christmas, let's say, you know, a physical gift, you got something greater than a physical gift. God gave you a gift that lasts for eternity, for God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. It's the reason why we have Christmas. It's amazing to me how many people will not put Merry Christmas in their store. Years ago when I was growing up, they'd put Merry Xmas, but God's not brand X by no means. But yet, and some, even I've heard atheists say, we don't believe in that, and they own stores in a mall or whatever, and yet the Christmas season is the most busiest season. That's where they make most of their money during the whole year. That in itself would make you ought to believe that Christ is the Savior, that God exists. Because you, by faith, what you do is you put your advertisement up and Merry Christmas or something like that, and you sell a lot more. That in itself should make you say, you know, God is real. He's blessing me even when I don't believe Him, sending people to my store. Now you think about that. Let me read that scripture again for Hebrews 11, verse 6. But without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Believe that He is. Believe that He is what? Everything you can possibly ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Everything. Anything. All things, not some things. You see, so you can be blessed in the city, in the field, going in, going out, spiritually, physically, financially, every area. You got a big mountain, my God, use your faith, it'll blow it out. It'll be cast into the sea. Think about that. The only place you can hide a mountain is in the ocean. Now you think about that. Does your faith cause an explosion of life or in life? Faith, that fact, you'll have not only a glorious Christmas, but a wonderful life. Merry Christmas.